This is Sports Overnight America.
Are you ready?
All right, my wife, United! And all right, my wife! And all right, Africa, my wife! All right, my wife! All right, my wife! And Africa, he's all night, he's going great against us, gonna set it right! Yeah, you better believe it, baby!
Timeouts for Toronto. They go the length of the court. Ruffin tips it away. And no! Not possible! Not possible!
Taco Man Radio is on the air, folks, live from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline SB Nation radio studios in the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Obviously, I am the Taco Man. And for the next hour, we're going to have a little bit of fun. We'll talk some sports. Dominic Jimenez will check in with Dom's Diner. We'll talk about the Gruden Factor. That's right, the Gruden Factor. John Gruden is back. The prodigal son returns to Oakland, California. That's right, he'll be announced Tuesday as a new head coach of the Oakland Raiders, signing a 10-year deal worth $100 million plus, I'm told, he gets 10% of the team. So, wow, that's a lot for him to come out of retirement. Of course, hasn't coached since 2008. I think he was, 2008. Straight up, we got a lot to talk about in the world of NFL night, combat sports, maybe a little baseball as well. But straight up, we've got a full smorgasbord. You can join us if you'd like on the toll-free, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And of course, you can catch us on the guilt-free text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. The guilt-free text line. You're tuned to the Taco Man Radio Show, live from the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California, on Sports Nation, SB Nation, and Sports Byline Radio.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve.
800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Welcome back into Dom's Diner, the very first time we've been open in 2018. Happy New Year to all. Hope you had a great holiday season and a fantastic New Year's. Thank you for joining us here, Dom's Diner, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Great to have you on board. Charlie Sheen would be really happy about tonight's specials because there sure is a whole lot of winning. A lot of winners this week.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
First winner. Jimmy Garoppolo, Jimmy GQ, Gucci Garoppolo, Jimmy Jesus, whatever you want to call him, he's the man. Because Jimmy Garoppolo wins yet again in Week 17 for the San Francisco 49ers. 5-0 since taking over for C.J. Beathard with the Niners. 7-0 in his career, including those two starts for the New England Patriots. Jimmy Garoppolo just does not lose, folks. He does not lose, and now he's going to get paid. That's right, he's going to get paid this offseason, Jimmy Garoppolo, a free agent. Part of the big reason the Patriots traded him is they were not going to tie up a lot of money in two quarterbacks, especially with Tom Brady continuing to do Tom Brady-like things. So, Jimmy Garoppolo, 7-0 in his career, 5-0 for the 49ers. He's going to get paid, whether it's the franchise tag or he's going to get a contract extension. Either way, Jimmy G is going to stand for Jimmy Got Paid. That's right. Jimmy Garoppolo, my first winner this week. And the 49ers, they're offseason, they have a ton of money, so they can afford to re-sign him and go get a bunch of other free agents. If they draft well, 2018 may be the season of the 49ers in the NFC West. Good things are happening in San Francisco. Speaking of people getting paid in the Bay Area, John Gruden, 10 years, $100 million. He's going to be the new head coach of the Oakland Raiders. Somebody finally threw enough money and the right opportunity presented itself to lure Gruden out of the friendly confines of the ESPN broadcasting booth. John Gruden going back to the Raiders where he was once the coach. He pretty much created the team that went to the Super Bowl and ultimately lost to Gruden and his Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So there's a lot of work for Gruden to do. The team definitely did not have the season they were hoping. Fell very far short of expectations. Derek Carr appeared to regress just a little bit. Amari Cooper was not very good this year. Khalil Mack did his thing. Some contract decisions. Do you bring back Marshawn Lynch? Does he want to come back? Do you bring back Michael Crabtree? There are decisions to be made. Also, what coordinators do you bring in? Who's going to be the new offensive and the new defensive coordinator? So, a lot of money, but Gruden's got time to get the Raiders back to where they want to be. A couple more seasons in Oakland. Then he's going to be the man in Las Vegas once they move for a long time, because 10 years is a long time in professional sports. 10 years is a long time period, especially in professional sports as a head coach. So, Gruden's got time to get the Raiders back to winning and living to Al Davis's motto of just win, baby. So, John Gruden, winner this week. My third winner this week, the Buffalo Bills. Shout out to the Bills. They end the longest playoff drought, 17 seasons. The longest playoff drought in all of North American professional sports of the big four, MLB, NBA, NHL, and the NFL. So, looking at you, Seattle Mariners, you now have the longest drought. But shout out to the Bills. They got it done. There was a lot of problems early in the year. Questionable quarterback change from Tyrod Taylor to rookie Nathan Peterman. Peterman had an absolutely disastrous game that almost derailed the entire Bills season. But Shady McCoy, Tyrod Taylor, and that defense got the job done and got them to the playoffs. They had a little bit of help from the Cincinnati Bengals. They beat the Baltimore Ravens in Week 17 to help the Bills sneak into the playoffs. More on that later. But as a thank you to the Bengals, the Bills sent what else? Buffalo wings to the Bengals facility. We're talking gallons of sauce and gallons of ranch. That's awesome. And Buffalo fans, they were appreciative of the Bengals' efforts. They were donating $17 to Andy Dalton's charitable foundation. $17 representing the 17 years that it had been since they had made the playoffs. So Bills Mafia, hugely passionate fans. They deserve it. Congrats to the Bills. Congrats to the fans. They're going to take on the Jaguars in Jacksonville on Sunday in Wild Card weekend. It's going to be good. Bills fans are excited. Jacksonville's even preventing people from buying tables and chairs like that, so they can't have that at the tailgate. That's how serious Bills Mafia is, so shout out to the Bills ending the playoff drought. My final winner this week, we go to Grambling State Women's Basketball, Shaquilla Hill. She had a quadruple-double, so she had four different categories where she was in double digits. 15 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, and 10 steals. Only the third triple-double in NCAA women's college hoops history. Shout out to Shaquilla Hill. Even though that she didn't have any crazy stats and it wasn't against one of the best teams in the nation, who cares? If you put up a quadruple-double, you are going to be a winner at Dom's Diner. So shout out Grambling State's Shaquilla Hill. Quadruple-double, 15 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, and 10 steals. You are absolutely a winner this week. And there was so much winning going on this week that we don't have a lot of time for losers, but there are a couple losers that I got special shout-outs for.
Le who? The her.
Starting Cleveland Browns, literally losers this week. Losers all NFL season. They finish 0-16, winless. Just the second team to ever go winless in an NFL season. I don't want to say shout out to the Browns for going 0-16, but they made history. Not the kind of history you want to make, of course. 0-16, Hugh Jackson reportedly is not going to be on the way out, so shout out to him for continuing to keep his job. It's impressive. Second losers this week, the Baltimore Ravens. I mentioned it earlier in winnings. I mentioned it earlier in the winners section that the Bengals beat the Browns, and that win allowed the Bills to get into the playoffs. Well, that's because the Ravens, if they had won that game against the Bengals at home, mind you, they would have made the playoffs. They'd be playing the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday, Wild Card weekend. 4th and 13. They had the Bengals to 4th and 13 with 38 seconds left from like the 35-yard line. Andy Dalton finds Tyler Boyd. Not only does he get the first down, but he scores a touchdown. Ravens are supposed to be known for their stellar defense and Joe Flacco's timeliness as a quarterback. Well, that didn't work out so well. The Bengals ended up winning and eliminated the Ravens from playoff contention. They knocked them out of the playoffs. The Ravens were in the final wild card spot. The Bills had to win and get help. Well, guess what? They got help. Ravens lost. Losers this week. And always paired up with losers because it's almost the same thing, except these are losers for an absurd reason. Good job. Good effort. That goes out this week to the Kansas City Chiefs. Up 21-0 against the Tennessee Titans, wild card weekend on Saturday in the playoffs. Up 21-0 at one point in the first half. Up 21-3 at halftime. And they became just the fourth team to blow an 18-point lead at halftime in the playoffs in the modern era. And the Chiefs were one of those teams. They actually blew one of the bigger leads at halftime in playoff history. The Chiefs have six straight home playoff losses, dating back a while there. But Andy Reid has become one of those coaches. He's great enough to get you to the playoffs, but he's not good enough to win you games in the playoffs. There's going to be some turnover there. Maybe Alex Smith, this was his final game as a Chief, and they're going to turn the reins over to Patrick Mahomes. Maybe Andy Reid retires. Maybe Andy Reid gets released. Who knows? What happens with Spencer Ware when he comes back? How does he fit in with Kareem Hunt? There's a lot to see, and there's going to be some huge decisions to make for the Kansas City Chiefs because they continually play well. They reach the playoffs, and then just come playoff time. So, Chiefs, good job. Good effort, blowing an 18-point halftime lead to the Tennessee Titans. All right, and with just a little bit of time left, my
say what
this week. It's not going to be the full story. I urge you to go check it out at ESPN.com. But the New England Patriots, not quite the paradise we all thought it was, come out this week. Bill Belichick Tom Brady and owner Robert Kraft are all butting heads. Brady requested that Jimmy Garoppolo be traded. Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft are not fans of Tom Brady's personal trainer, Alex Guerrero. He's been banned from the facilities. Jimmy Garoppolo, while he was injured, tried to get Tom Brady and his trainer to help him. They just did not answer the door. There's a whole lot of drama going on, and with an organization like the Patriots, we don't normally see drama like this, so it's kind of exciting to see. I can't wait to see what comes next. Obviously, the Patriots and everybody involved has denied anything happening, but it's going to be something to monitor. Maybe Bill Belichick's going to retire finally, because it doesn't look like Tom Brady's going anywhere. He's still playing well. What happens next for New England? What if they don't win the Super Bowl this year? There are a lot of questions that people need answers to, and it's going to be an interesting drama-filled saga to continue to watch for reasons other than what the Patriots are normally, you know, known for being must-see television. So, a lot going on in New England. Not a lot going on left at the diner because it's time to close up. I hope you enjoyed the specials this week. Thank you for checking us out. Be sure to keep it here. Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition with Johnny Taco. I'm Dominic Jimenez. Dom's Diner's closed. Have a good one. We'll see you next week. Peace.
What the hell's going on out here?
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Winds whisper of high hopes, victory is in the skies, a season awaits with glory in her eyes. One joins with many on summer's green field, Time to strive, to dare, for all not to yield.
A blitz. Mariota flattened. Back at the 30-yard line, the ball on the ground. Derek Johnson at 35.
I have no idea how they blocked him. I have no idea what Derrick Henry is looking at, and that's where you miss DeMarco Murray. You blow a pickup against Derrick Johnson, and you're going to pay for it.
They ruled Mariota down. Looked like the ball was on the way out.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Things are rocking and rolling today. Of course, wild card weekend, rocking and rolling the first two games. They, of course, we heard some of the scores earlier. Tennessee Titans 22-21 over the Kansas City Chiefs. And of course, that sort of puts, how can I put this? I guess Alex Smith doesn't have a place to go. He really doesn't want to stay in Kansas City. Of course, he was the ex-49er quarterback. They got rid of him and kept Colin Kaepernick. Remember that? That big controversy back about 6-7 years ago? Anyway, bottom line is, everywhere Alex Smith seems to go, he always gets almost there, but never there. Sort of like the guy that always comes in second place in a race, but never wins a race. Anyway, Alex Smith thinking about a trade, thinking about retirement. We'll see what happens as far as Alex Smith's concerned. Of course, the other score today was the Atlanta Falcons rolling over the L.A. Rams. Carson Wentz, he tried to do his thing, just didn't have it together for this playoff game. 26-13, Atlanta was leading there, and Atlanta won there. And, you know, I'm looking at these scores, and I want to harken back to the Tennessee-Kansas City game, and I just want to mention one name, and I'm not talking about a player. I'm talking about a referee, Jeff Triplett. He's had some issues in the past. I think he's a bit of a minor league judge, minor league referee, call him what you want, a minor league official. With all the controversy he's had this season and other seasons, you would think that the NFL would not put him in such a high-profile position as this NFL wild card game because everybody's watching it, okay? Everybody's watching. And guess what? I think he choked a couple times. I think he made a couple of bad calls. So with a couple of bad calls, they might have had a definite impact on the outcome of that game. When a referee has an impact on the game, when a referee or an official has an impact on a contest, be it a boxing match, a wrestling match, it doesn't matter. When a referee has an influence, it's wrong. The referee's not there. The referee's there to judge and to call things right and make the shots and make the right calls, man. And most of the time, the NFL referees do make the right calls. But this guy, Jeff Triplett, he's got some issues as far as his past is concerned. Now, instead of talking about the games that went on today, let's talk about the return of John Gruden. That's right, the man himself. Of course, he's been gone since, what, 2008? I think he was with, he retired with Tampa. He was with, check this out. He broke into the league in Philadelphia. He was an offensive coordinator with Philadelphia for 3 years. Came to Oakland in 1998. Okay. Went 13-24. Then went 12-11. Then went, then he had his issues. And he sort of left here under just a lot of controversy. I mean, we really don't know the reason why John Gruden left. He just, one day he was just gone. That's just the best way I can put it. I'm from the Bay Area. One day John Gruden was just gone. The prodigal son, though, he has returned. As I said earlier, and Dominic Jimenez mentioned as well, he signed a 10-year, $100 million deal with the Oakland, soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders, and that supposedly gave him a 10% share of the team. Now, that sounds like a big cut in the team to me, but that's how much money you needed to get to throw out there to get John Gruden to come back into football. But all in all, not a bad coach. I mean, you know, he's supposed to be the magical one. That's what they kept saying. He was magical, that he can get things done that other guys couldn't get done. Well, we'll see what happens. The bottom line is he's got a pretty good record when you look at the 7 years with Tampa Bay. He was 58-63. 4 years with Oakland, he was a head coach there. He was 74-59. So, you know, his records aren't outstanding, but he seems to be able to be one of those guys that can get people to work for him. Sort of like Bill Walsh. Bill Walsh was a guy that could get a Volkswagen to win a race. Somehow a Volkswagen with four cylinders was able to beat a slightly better car. And that seems to be the way that John Gruden is. In other words, he can make an average player into a better than average player and a super player into a super duper player. And speaking of super duper players, what happened to Derek Carr this year? I mean, it was mentioned a little bit earlier, but, you know, I mean, Derek Carr just fell apart. He was a guy with that big fat contract. He was supposed to do everything. And instead this year, he's sort of like, lagged, and he just wasn't the guy. And, you know, people say that the reason why Jack Del Rio and company were fired was that they had given up on the franchise. They had given up on Derek Carr about halfway through the season. They just didn't sort of like dig him. And when you have the head coaches and the coaching team not digging the quarterback, you know, the offense is probably not going to run all that well. So next year, Derek Carr gets a new coach, gets a couple new players around him. Of course, the Raiders are looking to do big things in the final season in Oakland before they head off to Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, that was something I predicted on the show a couple of years ago, and you scoffed at me. I got emails, I got phone calls. People in the studio were throwing, flinging stuff at me, saying you're crazy, you're out of your mind. There's no major NFL team is going to go to Las Vegas because of the gambling factor. Well, that was 20 years ago. That was that old excuse 20 years ago. Look, when the Las Vegas Mafia was closed down, it was essentially closed down circa 1987, 1988, 1989. Around that era, those 3-4 years there, the Spilotro brothers, they were running out of town, eventually killed in Chicago and things like that. So the mob essentially was out of business around 1989 as far as Las Vegas is concerned. So I'm not trying to say Vegas is super clean, but it's unlike any other place except they've got casinos there. And that doesn't mean they shouldn't have a Major League Baseball team there, a hockey team there, and, of course, the NFL team's coming there in a year and a half from now. I'm talking about the Oakland, soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders. Open phone lines around the planet. You can join me if you'd like. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free text line. That's hot. That's happening as well. 415-275-1613. Are you drunk and not feeling like you want to go on the radio? I understand that. Send me a text. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. So Gruden is back. The prodigal son has returned to Oakland, California. We'll see what happens there. As far as the Raiders are concerned, of course, the Davis family, Al Davis' son and et al., those guys, they demand winning. I mean, to fire Del Rio after, you know, Del Rio had a pretty good 2016 season, and, of course, this season sort of floundered. He had his issues, but I didn't think a year ago, that was the last thing that would be on my mind, that Jack Del Rio would be out of a job come 2018 as far as head coach of the Oakland Raiders are concerned. But they brought back the prodigal son, baby. That's right. The guy is back. And I think with Gruden back, I think that he'll make things gel. Like I said, he can take an average player and make him to a very, very good player. That is what John Gruden does best. And I think he'll do that with the Oakland Raiders. Khalil Mack, Marshawn Lynch, of course, Mr. Lynch, Mr. Oakland, Mr. Attitude himself. He'll get his act together. Of course, he got ejected from a game last week, and he was sitting in the stands watching the rest of the game from the stands. That's typical Marshawn Lynch, no doubt about that. Now, we've got games going on, of course, later on today. I'm talking about Buffalo at Jacksonville. Of course, Buffalo, minus 8.5 on the as far as the point spreads are concerned. I'm more interested in the money line. The money line looks like here, it looks 195. I like that money line here. Money line with Jacksonville, I don't know, but I'm not a big fan of Jacksonville. Giving up 8 points at home, I don't know. I'm just sort of, I don't like betting every game to bet every game. I don't bet games to bet games. I bet games to win money, to make money. And this season, I think we're up $5,850, something like that. And, of course, we've only bet the money line this year. Carolina, Cam Newton and his boys going to New Orleans. Of course, New Orleans, a -6.5-point favorite. It looks like a -250 as far as the money line is concerned. I would probably go with New Orleans here. I don't think that Cam Newton's going to be able to come back and do his thing, duplicate the feats he did a couple of years, of course, because he came up like 5 yards short. I'll never forget him choking on that when he looked at that ball laying on the floor there, just laying on the ground. He just looked at it. I've never seen a quarterback look at a ball like that. He looked at that ball like it was like it had cooties or something, like he wasn't going to touch it, like he wasn't going to go near it, man. That football, he should have jumped on that. I think that would have made a big difference in the game as far as momentum and things like that are concerned. Of course, once they lost momentum, Cam Newton and that big offense, well, they just were no match for the other team. No doubt about that. Cam Newton, he is not going to be a winner tomorrow. I think Drew Brees and his boys from New Orleans capped the weekend off with a big win at home. Of course, New Orleans Aints, the New Orleans Saints, call them what you want. But I think New Orleans wins tomorrow. And, of course, that sort of lays the groundwork for next week and the weeks to follow as far as the NFL is concerned. You know, and I'm looking at some of the NFL headlines, and there's not a whole lot happening right now. I mean, you know, everybody's talking about the top quarterbacks in the playoffs, things like that. There's only one quarterback you really got to think about as far as the playoffs are concerned. That's Tom Brady. He wins. period. He's 40 years old, but he continues to win, and he'll continue to win until he retires. I think that's just the way it is. I think Brady's a winner. Not my favorite guy, no doubt about that. Of course, I dogged him in the past, right, because I think that he tends to, I don't want to say cheap, but he, you know, sort of like pushes the envelope, him and Big Belichick to an extent, but straight up, they are winners, no doubt about that. You are tuned to Sports Overnight America. Next up, we're talking combat sports on the Taco Man Radio Show.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
There it is, the brand spanking new Holy Mother of Awesome 4K Ultra HD TV. With a gazillion pixels of super crisp resolution, you can see it in your living room. And then you see the price. Your hopes are officially dashed. Don't let those big box retailers give you static. Swing by Rent-A-Center or go to rentacenter.com and get the big brands you want for small payments you can afford. All without credit. Rent-A-Center. Big brands. Small payments. Rental purchase transactions. See store for details.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents.
Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
I'm used to being the underdog. I don't mind being the underdog because I like shutting people up. You know, and then eventually people start betting against me and they lose a lot of money. You know how many times I have people come up to me and say, oh, what's wrong, man? They're like, I lost a lot of money on you. I bet against you. I'm like, oh, sorry. Next time you should bet again for me. So nothing's going to change. So,
are you surprised you're the betting underdog?
No, I'm used to it. I mean, I'm used to it every fight.
And Francis, you interrupted Stipe earlier. You think that he's intimidated by you? You think he's lying when he says he's not?
Of course. He's really intimidated. He know what's gonna happen. I know he's just make you proud. Yeah, like yes, I'm the charm, I'm this, I'm that. But he know the guy that he's gonna fight. He know that he's gonna be the fight that he never had in his career.
Stipe, you agree with that?
I guess so.
Oh,
whatever. Whatever he says. Sure. I'm intimidated. Awesome.
Okay, and Francis, why did you let DC...
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
By the way, the World Boxing Organization, their president, will be on Ring Talk Live Worldwide tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time. Right here on Sports Byline, of course, in SB Nation Radio. I'm talking about Pedro Fernandez of Ring Talk Live Worldwide with Francisco Valcarcel, the president of the World Boxing Organization, and talking about his 2018 agenda, of course, for the World Boxing Organization, the WBO. You can follow them online at WBOboxing.com or check them out on Facebook. Straight up, lots of things to talk about in the world of combat sports tonight, but we're going to start off, of course, with the world of the USC. We've got the in the rearview mirror, of course, this 8 days ago, 6 days ago, 7 days ago. The bottom line is the women's championship was on the line. Of course, the woman champion defended her title in stunning fashion. I mean, in my mind, Holly Holm, maybe she won a round, but she didn't win two rounds. And I think two judges thought that she won two rounds. I think that was a bit of a stretch. At the end of the day, whether you like her or not, Chris Cyborg Santos, whether you think she's a man, whether you think she's a cyborg, whether with all the knocks you want on her, say all you want. But you're not going to beat her, not at 145 pounds, and not another female, not in this day and age. Maybe in a couple of years from now when she gets old, but not now. Anyway, straight up, let's look fast forward here. The next big UFC event is going to be the 20th of January. Of course, UFC 220 happening on 120, coming to you live from the TD Garden, of course, in Boston, Mass, Beantown, going to come alive for the World Heavyweight Championship. Stipe Miocic, a guy with an outstanding record. Of course, he came back, he beat Junior Dos Santos. He lost the first time around, a close fight to Junior Dos Santos, knocked him out, knocked out Alistair Overeem, knocked out Fabricio Werdum for the title. I mean, he's knocked out three guys, and guess what? He wasn't supposed to really beat those three guys. In each fight, he was an underdog. So when he goes into this big fight with Negunu, of course, that's going down the 20th, as I said, on pay-per-view. When he goes into UFC 220, he will be a betting underdog as well. Anyway, I tell you what, I thought it would be cool if we talked about the fight in depth, but let's listen to the trailer of the UFC 220 main event.
The baddest man on the planet. The one who can beat any man on Earth in a fight.
That is one intimidating man.
The UFC World Heavyweight Champion Stipe Miocic earned the baddest man moniker by annihilating opponents with ruthless efficiency.
I'm too many years in the zone, too many years to have built what I own, and many dumb fools try to take what I've grown.
But Miocic's reign is under siege by a terrifying new challenger.
This is the future.
Francis Ngannou, a mountain of destructive potential and shocking power.
The tidal wave breaks, cause you don't wanna come beneath the reaper that awaits.
Who is the baddest man on the planet? On January 20th, the answer to such an enduring question could change in an instant.
We in the title fight, blow for the blow, and you can take the swing and I take over the show.
It's a long way down.
Before he was eating cheeseburgers, George Foreman was a world heavyweight champion back in the 70s, of course, and gained that title again in the 1990s. But in 1974, he was the Francis Ngannou of the world of boxing. Of course, the undefeated guy from the 1968 Olympics won the gold medal, waved the flag around in the ring. Of course, that was at a time when we had civil unrest in the country and the Vietnam War was going on. But Foreman became a hero of sorts. So when he came into that fight in 1974 with Muhammad Ali, he was defending champion, of course, and he was undefeated. As I said, he was a prohibitive favorite, a 4-to-1 betting favorite over Ali, and Ali knocked him out in the 8th round. You remember that. He just ran out of gas and got knocked out. Now, what I'm trying to tell you is, and the reason why I'm bringing that up, is that was a big upset as far as heavyweight boxing history was concerned. Well, right now, Francis is about a 3.5 to 4-to-1 favorite almost in some books over the current champion, Stipe Miocic. And as I mentioned earlier, Stipe Miocic has beaten, he beat Junior Dos Santos, who had beaten him on points earlier. And the only fight that he has an avenge was a stoppage at the hands of Stefan Struve, and that was a long, long time ago. Now, Francis lost his one fight in 2013 in Paris, a 3-rounder, of course. That was on points, so he's 11-1. He's an outstanding fighter with a lot of power, but man, I'm telling you, sometimes power doesn't matter. I mean, I've stepped in the ring with monsters, just monsters, but if they don't hit you, it doesn't matter. You hear what I'm saying? They can carry lead in both gloves, but if they don't hit you, it doesn't matter. Now, I'm not trying to say you fight scared, and you have to fight scared. I'm not trying to imply that Stipe Miocic, the world heavyweight champion out of Cleveland, Ohio, is going to fight scared, or he has to fight scared. He doesn't have to. He just has to fight his fight. He has to go out there and be Stipe, and that's all he has to do. I mean, granted, Francis is a giant. He's got height. He's got reach. He's got punching power. He's got an advantage, no doubt about that. And he's got boxing skills. I mean, he wanted to make it as a professional boxer early on and couldn't make it as a didn't fare too well in the world of pro boxing. So he went to the world of mixed martial arts. So he's only been doing this since like 2010, 2011. I don't think he's got the background, the pedigree, the acumen of the champion, Stipe Miocic. So what I'm trying to say right now is I smell another upset. I smell an upset in the champion remaining the champion. I'm talking about Stipe Miocic on the 20th of January in the TD Garden in Boston, Mass., UFC 220's main event. Francis Ngannou is a very good fighter. He punches hard, no doubt about that. But I just don't think that power is going to be able to make it here. I think Stipe, with his boxing background, is going to be able to outbox and box his ears. I just think Francis is going to get boxing. Francis is going to look like an amateur walking around that octagon, getting outboxed by a guy that's probably got faster hands than him and throws better combinations. Now, Francis throws a better one-punch knockout, no doubt about that, but if you don't hit him, it don't matter. Ask Muhammad Ali. Take that back. Ask George Foreman. Daniel Cormier, remember him? The last time we saw him in the octagon, he got knocked out. He was crying. We played some audio of him crying after the fight, after he got knocked out by John Jones. Oh, there's no rivalry. He beat me twice. Well, you know, John Jones was on steroids or on performance-enhancing drugs. Of course, John Jones, the guy that says he took dick pills. That's what he called them. Remember, D-I-C-K pills. That's what he said. Yeah, I bought it at a 7-Eleven or at a gas station, and I tested positive for steroids after, you know, taking that sexual stimulating bill. And, you know, pill, you know, he was full of spit on that one. You and I both know that. Anyway, John Jones down for another suspension as we speak. And I'm told that if he doesn't get past this USADA, U.S. Anti-Doping Association, that's calling him up on this last drug test that he tested positive for, the Cormier fight, if he doesn't beat this case, he's done until 2025. That's a long time, man. That's a long time. So John Jones better hope that he gets out of this one. I don't know if he will. But if he doesn't, maybe they do some, like, phantom fights on the Indian reservation, someplace where there's no where the USADA or the Association of Boxing Commissions has no regulation, maybe another sovereign nation or something like that. Anyway, Cormier, the defending champion, even though he got knocked out in his last fight, taking on Volkan Ozdemir. Ozdemir is a once-beaten fighter that can punch. This guy can really, really punch. This guy can punch. So we've got a puncher against Daniel Cormier. He's a little bit soft. Cormier is not the best defensive fighter in the world. Guys don't take it to Cormier like I think they should. Anderson Silva kicked him in the ribs, almost knocked him out, and the guy had only trained like – he didn't train. He took the fight at the press conference. I mean, at the weigh-in the day before. John Jones pulled out, and what's-his-name slid in. I'm talking about Anderson Silva, and he almost knocked out Daniel Cormier with a kick to the body. Anyway – kicking to the body, working on the body of that fat man, Daniel Cormier, is the way to beat him. Calvin Kattar taking on Shane Burgos in one of the co-features. And the last fight on the pay card is going to be Gian Vellante taking on Francisco Brusso. But those first two fights, I think they're worth paying for. And I told you this before. If a fight's worth paying $35 or $40 or $50 to go see live, it's worth paying $50 to get it in your front room, especially if you can get your buddies to come in and, you know, contribute a couple of bucks or a six pack or a rack of ribs or something like that, or some potato chips, whatever, or just come over for the good company. Okay. The bottom line is pay-per-view at home. If you can watch a fight, if it's a good fight and you think you're willing to pay $50 or $75 to go see that fight live, and guess what? It's worth $75 on pay-per-view. Now, I can't believe he's still fighting, but I want to bring this up because this is a guy that in 10 years from now, he'll be like mumbling around, and won't know his own name. We'll talk about the kid from Brazil. Not a kid anymore. Lyoto Machida, man, he's a bad dude, no doubt about that. But when you look at the fights and the punishment he's taken, I mean, over the years, what's he got? 22-8 as far as his record is concerned. But those 8 losses, 3 were by knockout, 3 were by submission. I mean, he's taken his share of beatings, no doubt about that. He's taking on Ekin Anders, okay? Ekin Anders, another 185-pounder, but he's 10-0. So when a guy hasn't lost before and you're an old veteran that's lost a whole lot of times, guess what? The odds aren't looking too good for you. Valentina Shevchenko, the former flyweight champion, coming in 115 pounds again, going to take on Priscilla Coachella's and the co-feature Thiago Santos and Anthony Smith. That, of course, wraps up that card. As far as the UFC is concerned, their upcoming card, their next card, is going to be, of course, on the January 14th from the Scott Trade Center in St. Louis, Missouri, on top, a UFC veteran. But he brings it every time he fights, man. Jeremy Stevens take on the once-beaten Doo-Hoo Choi from South Korea. South Korea thinks they've got a fighter here that can fight. We'll see what happens after he takes on Jeremy Stevens. But Jeremy Stevens seems to be the, how can I put this, the gatekeeper, per se, at featherweight, especially when it comes to this Korean guy, Doo-Hoo Choi. Middleweight fight. Uriah Hall is going to take on Vitor Belfort. Vitor Belfort, the former champion, I believe, at Pride. And, of course, he was a UFC champion for a blink of an eye. He was the guy that was like, supposed to be the phenom 10 years ago, 2004, 2005. He was supposed to be like the hottest UFC fighter ever. But drugs, I don't mean drugs, meaning cocaine, things like that. I'm talking about steroids, performance-enhancing drugs, things like that. The fact that he was able to cut weight, he did all kinds of crazy things. The bottom line is, at the end of the day, Vitor Belfort was a cheat. Now he's going to retire after this fight with Uriah Hall. Here's hoping Uriah Hall sends him off to his retirement camp with another O. Paige VanZant, one of the finest women's fighters in the world. If you like looking at women, I mean, very attractive, no doubt about that. But that hasn't made her champion. She's taking on Jessica Rose Clark, and of course, Kamaru Usman's going to take on Emil Weber. That's in the other feature as far as Fox Sports 1 concerned. That's going to be next Sunday, the 14th, from the Scott Trade Center in St. Louis, Missouri. Now we switch gears because that was our Combat Sports Update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Of course, the WBO rocks and rolls, no doubt about that. And you can check them out online at WBOboxing.com or go to Facebook and check them out there. You join their little thing on Facebook, you know what's happening as far as the WBO is concerned. Time to talk a little college football. Of course, we got one game left. And all year long, I told you it was all about Alabama.
You sit around moping, crying.
This is Sports Overnight America.
You say you even thinking about dying?
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
So the 2017 college football season comes to an end Monday. Of course, the college football is now boiled down to a 14 playoff, soon to expand to maybe 8 or 16 teams. That's just the way it is. I mean, it needs more teams, and no doubt about it. Anyway, I've told you all year long, it's all about Alabama. In fact, when I did college scores and a lot of shows, I would just say the Alabama score, because to me that nothing else mattered. I'm sorry. I know you went to these other schools, things like that, but it's going to be Alabama at the end of the day. That's just the way it is. Anyway, Monday, January 8th, 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, of course, the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Alabama taking on Georgia. Alabama -4 in the point spread, opened up a -4.5 point favorite. Georgia getting some money there. And, of course, the over and under opened up at 46. Now it's at 44.5. And the money line is with Bama -180, opened at Bama -222. So there's money going on Georgia. People like Georgia. I give them all the respect. I think Georgia's put forth a great team. I mean, they're the number two team in the country. No doubt about that, I think. But they won't beat the number one team. At the end of the day, Alabama is just too good. They're 11-1. Georgia's 12-1. I mean, all in all, it's going to be a great game. I think this is what college football should be, this playoff thing. I think it's a good idea. It's like the second or third year now they've done the playoff system. So I think that's a good idea. But four teams, there's too many colleges in this country and too many divisions to make it just all about four teams. So we got to go with more than four teams. Anyway, the bottom line is Alabama rocking and rolling all the way to the college championship Monday, 5 p.m. Pacific time. I think that's on ESPN. Check your TV, guys. I am the Taco Man. I thank you so much for your time tonight. Of course, this is Taco Man Radio. You can check out Ring Talk Live Worldwide Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Of course, No Holds Barred airs on Sports File and SB Nation as well. That's 5 p.m. Pacific time. We talk boxing and mixed martial arts. Take it back, wrestling and mixed martial arts and No Holds Barred. That's 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern time, only on Sundays here on Sports File and SB Nation Radio. Till next time, don't forget, you're tuned to Taco Man Radio.